Hi, this is Diana Prevost with Happy Gut Healthy Lives, how to heal your gut, reduce your stress, optimize your weight, and promote clear thinking. Today, I'm really excited because I have two amazing women that I want to introduce. Dr. Marion Ross, who is a transpersonal psychologist and a metaphysician, and Dr. Tracy Latz, who is a metaphysician as well and a psychiatrist. Welcome, ladies, and I want you to tell everybody what your background is and how you came to form what you have together.
I'm Tracy Latz. I'm an integrative psychiatrist and started as a biologist, then studied immunology, then went to medical school after working in cancer research for a year, and ended up going into psychiatry, and from there became interested in not just body and mind, but also spirit, and decided to train at an ancient mystery school, which is where I met Marion. I've been practicing integrative psychiatry now for about 25 years. Marion, how about you?
Well, I started off in banking and as an economist and in corporate licensing, and then I got to Delphi University where I met Tracy when I was training in transpersonal psychology and alternative medicine. And we got together because we were both very interested in helping other people, and we were the two people that were teaching the most about what we were learning. So actually the school got us together and said, you guys should get together, because Marion, you're teaching in Paris, and Tracy was teaching a course in North Carolina monthly. So we got together and we eventually started teaching.
I met these two ladies over the phone, but they were both doing a project for Shift Your Life in Hawaii. So, and we'll get to that a little bit later. So you formed Shift Your Life. Can you tell us a little bit about your purpose behind this work?
Well, the purpose behind the work is really helping people understand what we have learned in all of our training through medicine, psychology, alternative medicine, spiritual meditation, energy, psychology, Qigong, everything, helping us teach other people what we had learned only quicker than we had learned it. We wanted to help people get out of pain and suffering, whether it be emotional, physical, or spiritual.
You know, the journey always starts with yourself, and both Tracy and I have stories about our physical issues. You can read about that in our books. We're not going to get into it now, but it was our physical issues that brought us to a deeper level of becoming metaphysicians, to find out why, to find out who we were, to find out why, how our thoughts create our emotions and how our emotions create our physical states. So we all have had experience in this area, and we both studied so many different things to help us change and transform that we started teaching these courses, and people said, can't you write this down? So we ended up writing 5 books together and putting together Shift Your Life, and we have online courses, and we teach live as well. But we do everything we can to sort of serve others, and that's our purpose, is really to share what we've learned and get it out there in the world, because there's a great need to raise consciousness, and the best way to do that is to empower people to raise their own consciousness.
Right. And as the subject is all about the gut today, you can use me as an example. I can tell you that in doing this summit, I started to experience severe gut issues. And and it was all due to anxiety. So I was doing things with my diet that were appropriate, but yet I would have an intense pain. And it made me think about being in corporate America, and nothing to say negatively about corporate America, but when we have these fast-paced lives and we're driving to get things done and we feel this pressure, I wanted to have both of you explain how we feel the energies field tap into physically, how the body, the gut reacts to this and functions.
Well, your digestive system, you know, you can look at it like as a barometer for how you're coping with your life. So your digestive symptoms, if you have diarrhea, cramping, it provides insight into the root of what's causing your stress, which allows you to move toward healing. We both took a course called Spiritual Anatomy, and it helps you understand what symptoms relate to. And there are a lot of gut symptoms that relate to emotional issues which go back to faulty thinking about yourself. Tracy, you want to cover that because that's what you do every day?
Sure. As an integrative psychiatrist, I work with a lot of people dealing with both anxiety and depression, and very frequently it will reflect also in the body as irritable bowel symptoms or gastroesophageal reflux and a lot of GI issues. From understanding of energies, we will hold energies of emotions of guilt and shame in the lower GI tract, and we will hold energies of fear and excessive worry in the upper GI tract. So it will bounce back and forth. In our training in medicine, we're taught that worry certainly is tied into, there are many studies that show that it affects peptic ulcer disease. You know, now they found a microbe that they've linked to it, so they like to think it's all now H. pylori infections. But really what sets the groundwork for that bacteria to grow has to do with what we would call in our metaphysical training the spiritual anatomy of it. And the way that this works is we have this physical body that everyone focuses on in Western medicine, but we also have an etheric energetic body, which is the body double. It's an energy template upon which all of the cells, atoms, and molecules of the bodies must align to whatever is going on in the etheric body. So what affects the etheric body? The etheric body is affected by the emotional body when we have something that takes us out of balance. What takes that out of balance? It goes out in a field a little bit further out, which is our thought body. So essentially, when we think of anything that has a resonance other than I am a beautiful, brilliant, energetic being animating in this body and that I am divinely protected at every moment, we can create a thought, if we're not resonating with that, that takes us out of a peacefulness. So any self-sabotaging thought that takes us to fear, which takes us to anger and guilt and shame and panic and all of these other emotions, when we think thoughts that cause us to go there, that will create an issue, a tear or a wearing away or a diminishing of the energy of the etheric body, which then affects the physical body. So when we say, boy, that sounds weird, how can that be? Well, many people now go to acupuncturists, and everyone seems to think, oh, they put needles somewhere in our body, and that affects something physical, except that any acupuncturist will tell you what they're doing really is removing energetic chi flow, electrical sort of flowing energies that go through our body in streams, and they're removing blocks to it. They're not doing anything to the physical body. They're changing the flow of the energy or life force to the etheric body that then causes improvement in the physical body. It can be very complicated to look at this. We taught a 5-week online course recently that we called Awakening Awareness. And in that, we did a detailed video helping people understand what we know from our metaphysical training that shows how we flow out of the spiritual aspect of ourselves through an awareness of who we are, and then how our subconscious and conscious thoughts affect the physical body. And it's pretty powerful.
It's extremely powerful.
It's amazing. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Go ahead, Marian.
No, go on with your question.
Well, my question would be, in terms of people, and I know that you deal with post-traumatic stress patients, Tracy, but how does memory, like from a trauma, something that we store on our cellular level, how is that brought up and emitted out? What types of things do both of you do to help with that?
Well, in a history of trauma, we will subconsciously store, if we
develop post-traumatic stress. And it's interesting because not everyone exposed to a trauma develops PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. And the key issue is, does a person create a faulty belief about themselves that they hold true in the foundation of their being because of whatever the trauma is, such as, I'm so bad that this abuse happened to me, because they may have been told that. Or
right, I'm deserving of this. I'm unworthy. I'll never be good enough.
If they're holding on to that, then yes, it will affect that etheric body, and it certainly will affect our cellular memory, and it will affect the hormones that our ductless glands, which are interesting. That's the other name for the endocrine system. You know, everyone is so into this cortisol and fight or flight idea today because those are our stress hormones. But our stress hormones are released from the adrenal gland and then affects every area of our body. And yet those glands only secrete minute essences of neuropeptides, neurohormones, that then changes everything in the body. Our body has multiple receptors on all of the cells, and we respond to just minute changes. But the changes are put into place based on our thoughts, which may be subconscious.
So it's very important to get in touch with those subconscious scripts that you know nothing about, which are really driving your life. If you think about it, how many of us have excessive chatter in our minds? I would say most of us in the Western world. And it's our chatter that runs our life, because we
right.
respond to that chatter. And we don't even know what that chatter is, because we're so used to hearing it, we react to it. So to initiate a thought coming from the present moment is almost impossible for most people. They don't know what it is. They're just responding to their chatter, which is a lot of subconscious thinking.
Right. And so what types of psychiatry therapy has evolved over time? What types of things do you incorporate into your work with patients and clients that come to you involving energy work?
The first recognized tool in psychiatry was probably EMDR. And, you know, there were all these schools of thought about what it was actually working on. But it's fascinating. From then, we now know EFT, emotional freedom technique, has been used. And Marion and I have worked with folks also through Qigong. Marion?
Yeah, we have something called the Qigong emotional release, which is the precursor to EFT. It's 2,000 years old. It comes from the Shaolin Temple, the monks in China, who were the warrior monks. And they used this tapping sequence with the different frequency, which is the way they chanted what they chanted, to release anxiety, trauma, and phobias. And basically, it does everything that EFT does in 90% of the cases in about 2 minutes. And we have a video on that on Shift Your Life. It's called, if you Google Shift Your Life, Qigong, Qigong, emotional release, you'll see us doing, I think it's only a 4 or 5 minute video, but it explains how to do it. And actually, we're teaching a course at the end of the month at the National Qigong Conference, and we'll be doing a 2-hour seminar on Qigong emotional release. And it works beautifully, and you can do it with kids. And it's something you can teach someone in 5 minutes, and they can take it home and do it themselves whenever they're feeling a trauma. And they can take themselves deeper and deeper and deeper the more times they do it. So we have lots of tools besides Qigong. We also have deep breathing exercises, meditation. We have energy medicine. Tracy, what are you doing mostly with your patients today? That's an alternative method.
Very frequently, I will use mindfulness techniques as well as meditation. I teach almost all of the people I work with the loving, compassionate benefactor meditation, which can rapidly decrease anxiety in less than 2 minutes. And it's something that kids can use. It's so easy to do. We have taught all of these tools and techniques, as well as introducing people to the top 12 faulty beliefs and core issues that we go to and actually self-sabotage, creating these quirks, if you will, in our etheric body in our books that we've done. The most recent one was Bye-Bye Self-Sabotage, and we have taught intensive classes helping groups of people work through these so that if they need individual assistance, we help them. Mindfulness is so powerful, and it's great that that has become sort of a return to keyword, I think, in all of medicine today, which I think is great. I think what we're finding out in Western medicine are the not only what can be helpful in medicine, because I certainly have patients on antidepressants for various anxiety issues if need be, but I also teach them these other tools and techniques because I think we're all becoming aware of the limits of Western medicine, and what we're actually doing is beginning to, quote, rediscover, close quote, the more ancient tools and techniques that the ancient metaphysicians would have known, because they would have been considered physician, healer, priest. They would have known more about the importance of helping people go within and find who they really are, that aspect that is bigger than this physical body, bigger than our ego, our thoughts, and our emotions, as well as the tools for quickly shifting issues in our etheric body that can lead, for some, to spontaneous healing. You know, we're starting to take people back. And so it's kind of fun. It's like that old movie, I guess, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You know, I've had so many patients. Well, this was my case a long time ago. I was really numb. I didn't want to feel any feelings. Well, I didn't want to feel any bad feelings. But when you numb your bad feelings, you numb your good feelings. And numbing your feelings gives you great gastrointestinal problems, I can tell you. That causes IBS. It causes a lot of things when you're stuffing your feelings. Because your feelings, what happens to your organs? I mean, they're not working because they're stuffed. So you're constipated, you have gas, you have bloating. So whenever you have something like that, you have to think, you know, what in spiritual anatomy could this be? Am I stuffing my feelings? Or, you know, what are my feelings? What, not the chatter, but what am I really feeling?
A lot of people end up stuffing their feelings. I'll give you another example. I lost my mom, what I considered my stepmom, and my sister, all within a short span, less than 10 years. And I stuffed my feelings because I was raising a family, and I had to just keep going. But you can try to stuff them in a closet, but as soon as you open that door to the closet, it all falls out. So you might want to touch on both of that metaphorically. Which is funny as we joke about being in the closet. You want to touch on that, ladies, about how people can experience the feeling and move through it?
Well, in order to heal something, you kind of do have to feel it, you know, that you have to feel it to heal it. And understanding our fear is that some feeling will be so big it will kill us. When in fact, feelings don't do that.
Right.
And
feelings don't
talking
kill you.
About things bubbling up out of the closet, they bubble up out of the closet when we stuff them too. You know, it's when we stuff our feelings, it's not that they've gone away. They're sitting there. And the trouble is there'll be a trigger that will hit us and then it's on. Then we explode either into panic attacks or into explosive GI symptoms. And that will continue to rumble inner and outer until we sort of stop and have a look at that and get to a centered, calming place, which is why I usually start people with that loving, compassionate benefactor to rapidly sort of calm. And we give some quick energy psychology, energy medicine tools to center. We teach them Qigong techniques. Then we start teaching them mindfulness and other meditative techniques, including an interesting technique called reversing, which we have an article on our website as well. I know you're wanting to help people have all sorts of tools and techniques, and in the time that we have today, it's hard to give all of that to people, but what we're doing is putting together some free gifts for people who can do a text to opt in where they would get a free gift. The first chapter of our book, they would get the demonstration video for emotional freedom technique. I'm talking
which is
to
a great one. It's
people
about
now.
Public speaking. Yeah.
we also want to add in that Qigong emotional release video to have it be where there'd be a link right there so they could go to one place and get access to everything that we're talking about, because I think it's important. So that text opt-in is you text shift my life, all together one word, no space, shift my life, and you text that to 773-770-4377. And then it will have you put in an email, and then it will email you the link to be able to get all of these things that we're talking about and be able to use them. And the beauty of the Qigong emotional release technique is you don't have to have someone create what a reminder phrase is. There are only 4 points you tap on, and you only have to know one phrase. It's so simple. And I've used it with 5-year-old kids that have been traumatized or have generalized anxiety that are causing headaches, stomach aches, other issues, and school refusals over anxiety. And it's just helpful. Marion?
It's amazingly helpful. You know, people come to me when they've gone to regular psychologists and done sort of the normal psychological profile healing, the talk therapy, and when you can sit down with someone for a couple hours and give them tools and then follow up with them, even post-traumatic stress starts disappearing quickly. If they're committed to shifting and understanding what's causing their issues and want to get over it, these tools really help. I, not disparagingly, call our books sort of the shrink's greatest hit, because this is why people go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And we cover all of it. And Tracy's very, even though she's a physician, she's very right-brain spiritual, and I'm very left-brain spiritual, but very practical and grounded. So when we teach, and we teach often, we can reach left-brain and right-brain people, which is very rare. Half the time, people don't understand Tracy. The other half of the time, they don't understand me. But when the two of us get together, there's a middle ground where we have enough tools to reach everyone. And it's so important to be able to do that. And I would say the bottom line of what we're talking about with gut health is explore what your digestive system can teach you, because it's important to look at the symptom and then understand that it does provide a lot of information for you as to what's causing your stress. Stop and don't be afraid to look within to figure it out, because it's allowing, that's the first step, allowing yourself to feel it. The feeling, it won't kill you. It's the allowing, which is difficult because everyone's in so much fear about feeling something because they think it will kill them because it's part of the unknown. They've never felt it. So, you know, they've been living in this box, which is maybe not comfortable, but it's more comfortable than going into the unknown. Once you allow yourself to understand what's causing your constipation, your chronic heartburn, look where you might have felt burned, or look if you're holding on to a grudge or resentment. So you have to explore things from a metaphysical perspective, and that's the kind of work we do with patients. That's the kind of things we teach in our live classes and in our books. Tracy?
Well, I was just going to jump in real quick and just say, if you think about it, you know, our digestive tract, everything has to flow through the liver and the intestinal tract to digest. So when we have emotions,
digesting your feelings, yeah.
When we have emotions, you're still going to digest them one way or the other, even if you think that you're stuffing them. So you're causing them to just sit there. Tracy, did you want to add to this?
It is interesting. Metaphysically, you know, you are breaking down issues in your upper GI with your stomach, then your small intestine. You begin to sort emotions and sort what all this means, and then the large intestine is about reabsorbing water, which is interesting because water represents both emotions and spiritual essence. So it's understanding and sorting out what is our emotion so that we can learn our spiritual path from it. Our body truly is our greatest spiritual teacher that we have. To that end, I think we're also going to give us a gift at that text, something called the blood cleanse meditation, which is a fascinating, very metaphysical meditation that you just experience. And it will, if you will allow it and you follow it through, it may seem kind of weird, but it can actually change things in the body and help you release emotions. Also, there will be a vibrational
crystal bowl healing
video. Yes, we're going to put that in there. So with that is using sound and vibration to change the vibrational field of your emotions, your thoughts, and the etheric body. It's very helpful to listen to that on either a computer with headphones or listen to it on something that has good quality speakers, because you can literally feel it affecting you. I have a lot of my patients will keep a link to that on their phones and will listen to it when they're upset or out of sorts.
I was going to say, ladies, the sound healing, just to expand on that, can they listen to it while they're at work and they're in the process
absolutely.
Of doing things?
Sure.
Yes.
It always does something. You set your intention to receive. One of the biggest problems people have is they don't know how to receive. They're not used to receiving. They're used to giving but not receiving. So if you set your intention to receive, you can definitely receive, because it's vibrational medicine. Every organ you have resonates to a particular vibration. And with the bowls we're using, it'll entrain and attune your organs to where they should be. So if your liver is half a note off, it throws off the symphony of that the body is singing, you know. So it really aligns each organ to harmonize the whole body. So the symphony is beautiful and pleasant to listen to.
Ladies, I could spend the whole afternoon with you, but I want you both to, again, let everybody know what you're up to now and definitely how to connect with you. It's shiftyourlife.com. But let us know about your next project or retreat that you're doing.
We're teaching at the National Qigong Conference in Asheville, North Carolina, at the end of last weekend in April. And then, Tracy, what about our Boon Date?
We are teaching an intensive 5-day, one of our signature Shift Your Life seminars, where we help people remove, become aware of, and shift self-sabotaging thoughts. That what Marion was talking about, the shrink's greatest hits. In that seminar, it'll be live. It will be in Boone, North Carolina, in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains at a retreat center, the Art of Living Retreat Center. And it will be July 22nd through the 26th. Mm-hmm. Being aware that a lot of people can't travel and have hectic schedules or family, we also have been teaching online, which you can find more at shiftyourlife.com. We also have started a membership site, because we love to teach to need. And at the membership site, we have regular monthly topics that we take people through and give them videos every few days. They get a video to practice something to see if it's something they want to add to their menu to help them rebalance themselves. But we also allow the members to ask or state what topics they would like for us to teach to or teach on, because I love to help people who are in need. And we're trying to reach more people because, of course, the consciousness right now is sort of a little bit out of balance. Everyone's in fear of one sort or another. And our evil plan is to help get people out of those fearful places so that we
and
can
And also create
communicate.
A tribe so they can interact with each other on our membership site, which is going to be helpful. And then we have our Awakening Awareness course, which is wonderful for people who are interested in going within and finding out who they really are. If people want to reach us, they can go to info@shiftyourlife.com.
That reaches
Great.
Both Mary and I.
And we're very available.
And definitely, everyone, check out the site, shiftyourlife.com, and reach out to both of them. Thank you so much for being a part of this summit series.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Tomorrow, we'll see you for another interview experience of Happy Gut Healthy Life. Thank you. Bye-bye.